The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts.
Hello, and welcome to the AI Today podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Mulch.
And I'm your host, Ron Schmelzer. And we have some really exciting interviews coming up, in part because we were just at South by Southwest 2024, and we had some amazing conversations with folks who are putting AI into practice, because that's what this podcast has always been for the past 7+ years and 400 plus episodes. We've been focusing on, what does this AI thing mean anyways, and can we make use of it? And well, people love the science fiction aspects of AI. The more practical aspects are the ones that we really focus on. So that is very important. And what we have for you is a bit of a treat, as we have been interviewing folks from both the technology ecosystem, the industry ecosystem, and folks all around it, even some researchers, to talk about kind of where is AI right now and where are folks putting it into practice. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to listen to some of the others in this series. This South by Southwest 2024 series was recorded live and also during the South by Southwest event while it's still going on. And also it has been sponsored by our friends at Intel. So you'll hear a little bit more about that later.
Exactly. And we'll link to all of the additional podcasts in this series in the show notes so that you can quickly link and click on all of them to hear it. But today we're so excited to have with us Bernadette Berger, who is Director of Innovation at Alaska Airlines. Welcome and thanks so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to today's discussion. South by Southwest, it was just such an incredible vibe. And so we're looking forward to continuing these conversations with everyone that we met. We'd like to start by having you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about your background and now your current role at Alaska Airlines.
Not a problem. So again, my name is Bernadette. I am the Director of Innovation at Alaska Airlines. I got my start actually in aviation. I'm a trained industrial designer, which means that I design physical and digital and spatial things, and jumped right in into designing aircraft architecture for over a decade. Fell in love with airplanes. I am a huge airplane nerd. If you've flown on the 787 or the 777X or the 737, these are all airplanes that I've been a part of. In that time, I also had the chance to run some R&D incubators. There we were developing brand new technology for the future of flight. We patented technology. We built big demonstrations, tech demonstrations, experience demonstrations around lighting, audio, materials, haptics, interactives, all inside of your aircraft. Then I took a break from airplanes, went and worked in tech for a while, and realized that aviation was my first love, and had the great opportunity to come to my hometown airline, Alaska Airlines, and join the team there to develop the innovation practice. So now at Alaska, the team and I, we build up the innovation practice for the whole company. And what we do is we work on bringing together emerging technologies, the human needs, either for our own employees or for our guests, and we prototype in our innovation lab quickly to develop technology demonstrators, experience demonstrators, proof of concepts, test these experiences out at the airport, and eventually move them into our operations. That way we can make sure that when we do launch new technology, we do it quickly, but also we do it in a way that's still a great experience for our employees and for our guests.
Yeah, that's really very important. And experience is part of what people actually encounter when they are thinking about AI. Many of the things that they're thinking about are the experiences, whether it's communication or voice or recognition. And I think that's why some of that is really understated in terms of how much that really impacts. So, you know, as part of that, you know, one of the things that you presented on your presentation at South by Southwest was on the sky's the limit, how AI will reimagine airports. So, of course, the airport experiences quite a bit. We actually had to run through the airport to catch our flight on the way back. And, well, that was an experience in and of itself. But from your perspective, maybe you could tell us a little bit how you see AI in particular transforming that passenger and the airport and the whole experience.
Yeah. And I love that you guys just had that experience, because that was the first question that we asked the audience. Because there's two types of travelers. There's the folks like yourselves who skate in at the last minute. I don't want to check a bag. I don't want to hang out at the airport. I want to go from one mode of transportation to the next as quickly as possible without stopping. And there's also passengers who want to get to the airport hours ahead of time. They want to hang out at the lounge. They want to buy a book and buy some coffee. And they need things to be able to do at the airport as well. So on our panels, we were talking about AI within the airport. The first thing we talked about was, how are we creating a space as well as information and real-time information and offers to help both types of travelers, the anxious traveler and the I just want to get there and I want to move through traveler. We had a awesome panel. We had three experts in the aviation industry representing Alaska Airlines. Was Kelly Buchanan. She's our VP of Airport Operations. We had the Chief Digital Transformation Officer from LAX Airports, Ian Law. And we also had the CDO, CTO, and Chief AI Officer from the TSA, Matt Gilkison. So it was a great, diverse panel where we could really dive in to not only talking about how AI already plays a big role in the airport experience today, but also make those bold predictions about where we see it's going next. So not a lot of people know that AI is already very prevalent in the airport. As a passenger, you might not really feel it, because I would say we are in our efficiency era. Right now, airports, airlines, our security agencies are looking for ways to do what they're doing today, but with greater efficiency using AI. So layering computer vision algorithms on top of all of the security cameras, or using AI to be able to reduce the number of lanes that need to be used or machines that need to be used in security, or even creating tools for our employees to be able to help guests get the customer service that they need faster. All of these are still very much in the efficiency space. And I'm really interested to see, as we evolve past just understanding the data we have, where we might go next.
You know, I like that you brought that up. People are using AI every day, whether or not they feel it. And when people talk about AI, I feel like the bar always moves. So because we can do it today, people are like, well, this is no longer AI. And then they look for the next, you know, forward leaning thing, which is interesting that people feel that way about the technology. You know, we've been covering this space for many years now, and it's always been that way. I feel like, you know, a decade or two ago, people talked about OCR, optical character recognition, and said that was AI. And now that we can do that, people are like, that's not AI at all. What are you talking about? So I like that you bring that up, because we are using it. It's just, if we're not interacting with it like we are, say, you know, a large language model, generative AI, people don't always feel like they're using AI. Now, with artificial intelligence, with any technology, there's so many opportunities, but there's also some challenges that it can present as well. So what are some of the challenges that you're seeing with AI adoption within the transportation industry?
Yeah, well, because it is such a complex ecosystem. I mean, airports are cities in themselves. Every airport is controlled and governed differently. As an airline, we operate at 113 different airports with thousands of employees working across those airports. The differences between those operations is immense. So to be able to even just begin a conversation about how you can develop an AI solution for a complex problem, let's say around bags. Bags is a really thorny one for passengers. I want my bag with me, or I want to check it and I want to know that it's there, right? So it's a great application for AI, because we have so much data around bags and we can be more proactive and predictive around the way that we move the thousands and thousands of bags a day. So what we do to break down this big gnarly challenge in our innovation practice is we break down those human challenges and technology gaps into the smallest, quickest tests that we can prove. And that way, an entire program might include the proving out of 8 different components. Well, first, we need to collect data here. Then we need an algorithm that can be specific for this need. Then we need to communicate those results in an interaction form for a very, very busy airport employee. And we need to communicate that to our guests so it's actually easy to interact with. We break all those down. We run very fast tests in our innovation lab where we build things out of cardboard and wood, and we mount cameras and train our and refine our algorithms there, move them into tests at the airport where we can test it in the real airport environment with real passengers and real customer service agents. And all of those small, fast iterations, we learn so much. We learn quickly. We move on from programs that we could have sunk an entire team, an entire year to. If we find out it is not the right way, we shift. So once we have proven out those small tests, that's when we move it into operations. And that's where you then can say, because we've broken down this problem into its 8 subcomponents, those are different modular ways that this AI model can flex in this situation for the way that we're handling bags at this airport. So they all build together. It can be very daunting for teams to figure out how to apply, especially such a broad topic of technology, to their challenges. But we see it as human needs, technology gaps, and how can you find those small wins along the way?
This is fantastic. I'm like, we're beaming here because this is the embodiment of best practices for AI that we spend so much time talking about. This think big, start small, iterate often.
Yes.
Test in the real world. Don't test in your fantasy lab, right? Yes. And then all those 6 phases for our listeners will definitely recognize so much of what you're saying, which is core to what's called the CPM AI methodology, Cognitive Project Manager for AI methodology, which I'm sure you know very well, which is the start with the business understanding, then go to the data understanding, then figure out how to prep based on that data, then the model, then the evaluation, then the operationalization. People like to jump right ahead, be like, let's put this model right in without even thinking about the problem they're solving, the real world, whether or not they even have the data. Oh my goodness. So this is fantastic. And I think you've learned that these iterations can go very quickly, and you can realize where the problems are very early. I know this is sort of a little interlude here, but sounds like you have that methodology in place there, and then you're really putting it into practice.
It's a practice. It's a practice. And as an organization and with all of our partners, it is something that we are all building that muscle together. Right. It builds on the years and years of developing technology within the aviation industry. This is now another application of that technology. But yes, calling it a practice, I think, helps us understand that the work is the learning, the quickly failing, the moving on, not putting all your bets into a couple of buckets and hoping that's going to be your key to turning on revenue or your key to better guest satisfaction. We spread out our bets in AI, and we see which test will win, because we're very hopeful and we're proactive in this space. We know that these are ways that can help us solve challenges in aviation we've been working on for nearly 100 years.
Fantastic. Well, I'll just do a little shout out here for our listeners. If you're interested in learning more about the CPM AI methodology, which is part of this practice, as you know, there's 3 legs to that stool. There's the technology, which is important, which people tend to focus on, but then there's the people and the process. And without getting the people and process right, you can have the best technology and it won't go anywhere. So for those who are interested, we do have a free intro to CPM AI course. If you're interested in learning more about the methodology, you can go to aitoday.live/CPMAI and learn more about that 6-step process, which has been used for many years in many large organizations and entities. And of course, I also want to do a shout out for our friends at Intel who are sponsoring this podcast, who are supporting it, because they are also believers, of course, in the future of Intel and in AI everywhere, because as we heard, AI is at the airport. I like the idea of even those mock-ups and cardboard and wood. I'm fascinated by that. I think that's a great way to test things in the real world. And for our listeners who are not familiar with what Intel is doing in the space, you know, they are the spark for dreams dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. And Intel is the spark for something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel, and you can learn more about intel.com/starts. So on that note, you know, we talked a little bit about these. I'm curious about these little mock-ups you're doing, but big mock-ups, I shouldn't even assume the size. But maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you're seeing the impacts. Like, how are you seeing AI impacting that passenger experience, the customer experience, the pilot experience, you know, everybody's experience, right?
Yeah. And today we mentioned that this is really an efficiency game, right? So the things that you might feel as a passenger is just that your bags are there. The things you might feel as a passenger is as you are safe and secure as you move through the airport, as you move through the air. You might feel that your interactions with a gate agent feel really warm and personal, and just kind of felt like they knew that I needed to have my seats reassigned so that I could sit with my family. And oh, they also knew that, hey, like, I'd love to have a coffee and a cookie or a chocolate bar when I get on the plane. Like, so it might just feel like a good experience, but there's a lot behind the scenes that are working. Biometrics is one of the things that I think is going to become a really big shift for passengers, but also continue to help us be able to navigate your day of travel with just more simplicity. Does anyone do the juggle of, especially if you're traveling in a group, you've got four different passports and you're trying to fumble for the phone to get the boarding pass going, and you're just, you know, trying to manage all the different ways to prove that you are who you are, that you're supposed to be there, you're supposed to be on this flight. So we're excited about moving to a model where you can move through the airport and onto the plane with just your face or with just your phone. Whether that's your mobile digital identity, whether that's comparing your beautiful face to the image that our government agencies already have of you from your driver's license or from your passport, just comparing that photo, that makes it a lot easier for our guests to be prepared for a day of travel and move through the airport experience faster, less lines, less hassle. No one wants to wait in line. The hurry up and wait game is not fun. But as we think about moving ahead and we think about being proactive and predictive for our guests, now we think about how can we make that big morning rush start to taper out so that there are no lines at the airport. Because I've sent you a real-time offer saying, hey, I know that it's 9 a.m. and you're rushing to the plane. Just one tap here. Do you want me to order your favorite coffee drink ahead of time? It'll be there at the counter near your gate, ready for you. All you have to do is walk by and grab it. Just making these offers and recommendations at the right time, in an interaction that isn't requiring me to read and comprehend and make a decision. You're in decision fatigue by the time you've gotten to the airport. It just needs to be easy. Everyone wants to feel escorted from home to the plane. And if there's ways that we can use our algorithms and our recommendations and our, you know, hidden technology and also human interacting technology to do that, then we're going to make travel not only easier for all, but more accessible for more people.
Yeah, I think travel is one of those stressors for many people. And so, you know, when we talk about AI, we talk about the seven patterns of AI to break it down one level further. And so one of those patterns is hyper-personalization, where you're treating each individual as an individual. How do you bring that experience to travel, which is exactly what you said? You know that they're going to be at the airport. You know where they are en route. You know that they like coffee in the morning, and then you have it ready to go. And that helps with the situation, right? Any stress relief that you can provide to just make the whole experience calmer, smoother, have everybody at ease, really helps. So It's exciting. Actually, at South by Southwest, we held a roundtable discussion on the future of work in an AI-enabled future. And what does that mean? But really, it's what does the future look like with artificial intelligence? And it really is so exciting. And this segues very nicely into my last question. Mm-hmm. We like to ask all of our guests the same question because you're able to bring in your own unique experiences and backgrounds to really shape this. Some people get very philosophical, others get very practical. So as a final note, what do you believe the future of AI is in general and its application to organizations and beyond?
So this one, I'm interested to see if I've got a little bit different take here because I've got a vendetta against chat as an interface. I just think that's not the end all be all. I get that's where we are today and that's awesome. But if you really had a challenge and you were really stressed, whether this was you were a customer of a retail company, whether you were in the travel industry, whether you're in hospitality, if you have this interaction moment with your customer, why are we responding to them with text, more text that has to be read? I am excited to see how all different types of brands across different industries start using different modalities of interaction on top of these large language models to interact with their customers. So if it is a conversation that's really about something that's truly emotional to me, like where do I want to travel next? Show me very emotive images. Help me feel like this is almost a Pinterest experience. If this is a conversation because I'm trying to decide many different factors about what matters to me, show it to me in graphs, show it to me in calendar view, show it to me in sliders. I'm interested to see as we evolve beyond typing in text and responding with text to using voice as an interface, to using images as an interface, all the different ways that wearables will then start to become our interface, location-based and interfaces. That is what I'm really excited about. One of the panelists, when we were here at South by Southwest, was describing that we're not there yet for all the things that AI could enable because our wearables are not ready yet. And when our wearables are truly something that becomes just a easy to wear digital filter on the world, then all of the insights, data, and information that we can have right on our fingertips will be delivered in a way and interacted in a way that's easy and feels human and part of our day-to-day life. That is where I'm excited to see how AI evolves in our day-to-day interactions.
That's fantastic. Every time we ask this question, we get something unique. So the answer is yes. What you said was unique. The vendetta against chat, that's actually something we haven't really heard. I think it's fantastic. Oh,
yeah. It's step one. What's next?
And, you know, it's a funny thing. It's like everybody has their preferred mode. You know, some people even like command line interfaces. Some people like, you know, visual interface. Some people like the phone. Some people don't like the phone. You know, it's kind of funny. We've had it sort of another set of interviews where we talk to folks from the government. It's interesting when you hear them because in many cases, they don't have choices. You know, one of the biggest agencies, the OPM, which deals with basically the HR for all of the government, they say they deal with four generations of employees, you know, from the very youngest who are just entering the workforce to those who are already retired and getting government pensions. And they have to provide systems that satisfy them all. And they're like, yep, we still have to keep our fax machines running, you know, for people who like to fax. You know, I think you're in a more fortunate position to, I think if people had to fax in stuff to Alaska Airlines, I should show you how much hair I have left. You'd probably be like lower. So it's sort of the crazy world we live in. But I think, you know, this is really fantastic feedback. I think this is why we have folks like you on this podcast, because your perspectives are so unique, so interesting, so compelling. And we encourage all of our listeners to think about everything you've said, even if they're not necessarily in the transportation industry, they could be in finance or healthcare. Many of these things are still relevant in terms of the healthcare experience. I think we can all use an improvement there. We have a lot of bones to pick on healthcare, but we won't get started on that. Stay tuned because we have a few podcasts with some folks on that topic. So on that note, I really want to thank you so much, Bernadette, for providing your feedback, your insights, your opinions, your perspectives to our AI Today podcast listeners.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a great time.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was such a wonderful discussion. And as we mentioned, we do have a number of podcasts in our South by Southwest activation series. So we'll link to all of those in the show notes. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to AI Today so you can get notified of all of those upcoming episodes and reach out to us as well. We'd love to hear from our listeners on topics that you've enjoyed, additional topics that you want us to dig into, or if you just would like to connect, you can find us on LinkedIn, you can go to Cognolitica.com, or you can email us at team@Cognolitica.com. Like this episode and want to hear more? With hundreds of episodes and over 3 million downloads, check out more AI Today podcasts at aitoday.live. Make sure to subscribe to AI Today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, or your favorite podcast platform. Want to dive deeper and get resources to drive your AI efforts further? We've put together a carefully curated collection of resources and tools handcrafted for you, our listeners, to expand your knowledge, dive deeper into the world of AI, and provide you with the essential resources you need. Check it out at aitoday.live/list. This sound recording and its contents are copyright by Cognolitica, all rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.